Books of the Bible. The Apostle Peter wrote to the elect exiles who were facing persecution for the sake of Christ. Peter exhorted them to trust God and to continue living godly lives. He reminds them of their hope in Christ and their high calling. When you want to learn joyful obedience, no matter what your circumstances, look to 1 Peter. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
You guys were over there not too long ago, am I correct?
Yeah.
Talking to a girl named, it began with an R. What was her name?
Priya.
Priya.
Yeah.
Was that the first time you'd met her?
No.
You met her before?
Yeah.
I met Priya before. I wasn't over there with him, but...
You were a different guy.
I was with another friend.
You were with an... Oh, okay, yeah. I'm sorry. So you're a different guy. You can walk at the same time.
Right.
Okay. I might be wrong about this, so you correct me if I'm wrong. Looks like you were kind of interested in Priya.
No, we're just friends. I mean,
dude,
I've known her for like 2-3 years now.
Yeah, so you're not interested in girlfriend, boyfriend type of thing?
I mean, not with her relationship-wise, no. Just friends.
Okay, because I kind of got that impression from you two guys, the way you were talking, like maybe there was a chance.
No, not right now.
Cool. Dude, where are you from?
I'm originally from Pakistan.
Pakistan.
Yeah.
Tell me, it seems that are there two big religions in Pakistan?
Mostly Islam, and then there's Hinduism there, but it's mostly Islam.
Mostly, so you must be a Muslim?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know why, but you don't look like a Muslim to me. You're dressing kind of hip and cool. You're a hip Muslim.
Yeah, you can be hip and be Muslim.
All right, I just asked this Christian guy back here that I was talking to, how to get to heaven, all right? You're a Muslim. Quickly, how do I get to heaven? I want to go real bad. I'm scared to die. Go.
Just basically, you have to believe in God and confess your belief for Him.
So let's say that I believe that that big thing there, whatever that statue is, that's my God. I believe in Him. Am I good to go?
No. Has to be the right,
It has to be the right God.
Yeah, but
who's the right God?
You don't know until you're dead.
So you don't know that Allah is the true God?
Well, I do, but I can't really, in 1 second convince anyone else of that.
All right, so is He the true God for me too?
In my belief, yeah.
All right, thanks very much, dude.
Uh-huh.
Appreciate it. Wish more Christians would talk like that. There are 4 young men. Oh, this is going to be tricky. But we're going to give it a go anyway. Hey, guys, I got to talk to you on the radio just for a minute. Are you going to class right now?
Yeah.
That's what you're doing. What?
Yeah, we're a jerking crew.
I don't know what that means.
We dance.
I wouldn't know all the
you
time.
You dance.
Yes.
You guys are like, are you like on drugs? What are you on, crack?
No, what?
You're just all like, you're all just wound up like you've had too much caffeine.
I'm a man who worries about my life, and I don't infest myself with those drugs.
Yeah, me too. Okay, but why do you all have such a good smile on you? Honestly, why you're all like?
Well, because it's a good day.
We just came from work.
We just had fun. We got paychecks.
Yeah,
paychecks.
Yep. All right. Wait a second. What's this on your front? Who's that on your front there?
It's a picture of Jesus.
Oh, and it says what?
Rebel since birth.
What does that mean?
He don't know.
Yeah.
Oh no.
I don't know.
You're just wearing the shirt.
I just like the colors.
You gotta be different.
On the front,
you know what I'm saying?
Shirt.
Jesus was different.
Shirt,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He lives like different on a different status. You hear me?
Wait a second. Are you a Christian?
Yeah.
Okay. So is that what it means to be a Christian? You're just supposed to be different?
No. Is you supposed to stand out? You supposed to be different? You supposed to lead people in the Word?
Okay. Lead me in the Word. Go.
You know what I'm saying? Well, I don't know.
I want to become a Christian. Help me.
All right. So to become a Christian, it's like, I mean, there's no really any distinctive way. You just got to learn your difference, and you got to be, you got to really show your strengths. You got to be a leader. You know what I'm saying? You got to step out. You got to show somebody.
Okay, I have no idea what you're talking about. I want to become a Christian right now. Okay, you've got the Jesus shirt.
I want to
be, you're a Catholic.
I feel that women are just as important as guys are in this world, except...
I want to become a Christian. Help me.
I think you should be a Catholic, honestly.
What's the difference?
There is no difference.
There is. Catholics believe in Mary more than Christians do.
Mary?
Yeah.
How do I get to heaven, Catholic?
You just do kind deeds.
No,
all I can say is be the best
money.
Person. Best
you
person you can be.
Wait, you have to pay money?
You have to give the money to church.
Don't listen to that. That was a bad
thing.
You got to be the best person you can be physically.
Okay, wait a second. Wait a minute. What are you?
I am...
Christian.
All right, and what? And you're a Christian, right? Yeah. And you are a
Christian.
And you're a Catholic.
Catholic.
Okay.
Are you really Catholic?
Okay. So make.
I was raised by women, and that's how I was taught.
I was raised by women too, but we're not Catholic.
All right. Okay. Wait a second. Okay. We're all Christians over here, and you're a Catholic. Okay. Convert us to Catholicism. You got 30 seconds. Go.
You guys should like women just as much as I do.
I'm guessing that's not a problem, but I don't know that that's the issue here. Okay.
Like, women are just as important, just as big of a role as guys are, except we all have different jobs to do. But the jobs they do are just as important as ours.
All right, I want to ask each of you a question, all right? Would you consider yourself to be a good person?
I would.
Yeah, what about you, Rebel since birth? Are you a good person?
Yes, I am.
All right, Christian, are you a good person?
Yeah.
Now, what are you listening to in your ears?
I'm listening to Unstoppable.
I don't know, what is it, is that bad music?
It's good music.
Dirty music?
No.
Sexual?
No.
Any swearing in there?
Yeah. But I don't consider cursing like a bad thing.
All right. Such a good thing.
It's the public's view of cussing, just like it's the public's view on gays. Like that's it. You just find it acceptable.
Okay. All right. Are you a good person?
I honestly think I'm a good person.
Yeah, you do. Are you a good person, young man?
I think I'm a good person.
All right. Okay, you guys. Especially you. Come here. I want to test you. I'm going to give you a test now. You ready? Are you going to school here?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
I'm going to give you a test. Sorry, but you don't have to turn it in. You're not going to be graded, but it's free. Okay. How many lies do you think you've told in your lifetime?
Over 5,000.
Over 5,000. A lot.
Everybody,
you're not going to lie this time. Okay.
Yeah. Everybody lies.
Have you lied?
Huh?
Have you told lies?
Yeah.
Yeah. And?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yes? Yeah. Yes? Yes? You have to. Okay. Now, if I told lies, what would you call me? What name would I get? If I tell lies, I am a?
A human.
A human who?
Lies.
That's right. So would it be fair for me to say, you're a liar, you're a liar, you're a liar, you're a liar, you're all liars? Is that right?
Because everybody lies. So
I agree.
Because nobody could say that.
Okay, but everybody who gets pulled before the judge who's guilty, just because everybody else breaks the law doesn't mean they're innocent. Okay, how many things have you stolen in your lifetime? Doesn't have to be from a store. It can be from your parents, at a house, from a friend.
I'd say 5 things.
All right.
Yeah, probably 5.
5 things?
I mean, I take gum.
Doesn't matter the size of the object. You just took it.
I mean, a couple of things. Not, I don't know. Like,
all right, but you only have to steal one thing, and that would make you a
stealer.
A thief. That's right. Okay, hold on. This is going to get a little trickier, and don't get all goofy on me. Jesus said, if you look at a woman with lust, you know what I'm talking about, you've committed adultery in your heart. All right?
I think everybody's doing that in their lifetime. I do it a lot. I did today, for example.
All right. And young man?
Yeah, I just did it.
Uh-huh. And you just did? Is that the rumor?
No, I didn't just did.
Okay, fine. And have you ever done that?
Yeah.
Yeah? And you've done that?
Yeah.
All right. You?
Yeah.
And you have done? Okay. Here's the summary. You just told me that you're good people, but I just asked you a few questions, and you confessed to me that you're liars, you're thieves, and you're adulterers at heart. That does not sound like a good person to me. Here's the next question.
I mean, morally, I'm a good person. You know?
No, you're not a good person. You're a liar, you're a thief, and you're an adulterer, right?
Yeah.
Right, it makes you immoral, right? You only have to do something once, and you're a criminal. Okay, so now, here's the big question. Let's say you died. I know you're young, and that's a really far-off thought. But let's say you died, and God opened up the books on your life. He even sees your thought life. Would you be found innocent or guilty?
Guilty.
Innocent or guilty, young man?
Innocent because...
You just confessed to me you broke the laws.
No, because everybody in America, so...
It doesn't matter.
Everybody does it.
Yeah, I agree, but that's irrelevant.
Nobody's going to be in heaven. So,
that's a different thought, but right, that could be. Guilty. But what about you? You'd be guilty.
I'd be guilty, but everybody's
innocent. I'd probably be guilty.
Not probably, definitely.
Yeah, I'd be guilty.
Right, young man?
Unless I repent.
Young man?
I'd be guilty.
You'd be guilty?
I'd probably be guilty, but if everybody's...
He'd be guilty. No. I'd be guilty, too.
All right, and young man? You'd be innocent or guilty?
I'm guilty.
All right. No fifth pleading. It doesn't make any difference because God knows everything anyway. So it doesn't matter what you say in your defense.
I have to say, glitch. That's what we do.
I don't know what that means, but you're young. If you're guilty before God, should He send you to heaven or should He send you to hell?
I would believe in hell.
It doesn't matter what you believe. It's like a criminal says, I don't believe in jail. It's irrelevant. The judge pounds the gavel and says, you're guilty, off to jail with you. All right. Would you go to heaven or hell?
I think, you know, like, if I'm really honestly truly sorry for what I did,
then that's not the question. Should you go to heaven or hell?
I don't want to answer that question.
Fair enough.
Because I feel like we haven't had food all of the time to, you know, really finish our lives.
Oh, you guys are killing me here. You're killing me with this. All right, you're a Christian, right? You guys are all Christian?
In my ear, I probably should go to hell.
Well, you definitely should go.
I mean, if you're just going to say it like that, I really don't want to go.
I don't either. I don't want you to go either.
I guess I'll see everybody else down there with me. So,
but it's not going to be a kegger. You're not just going to be having a party.
I know, but we're going to be punished together, so that makes it better.
It doesn't help at all.
It makes it.
You ever go to the dentist? You got nice teeth. You been to the dentist?
I've been.
Yeah, you ever had your teeth drilled on?
Yeah.
Does it make you feel better that somebody else is getting their teeth drilled on too?
No.
And hell's not going to become better just because other people are suffering.
Man, what?
All right, you guys. This is so important. One of you guys, especially you with the Jesus on your chest, should say, "Wait a second. You're right." God, skinny guy, I should go to hell. But Jesus, who is God, came to this earth to die on a cross to take the punishment that I deserve, so that if I repent and put my trust in Jesus.
That's all they're trying to say, but you're gonna interrupt me. God has mercy on everybody.
That's right.
And like you said, he came here and died for our sins.
10 seconds. Wait, 10 seconds. We'll continue on Witness Wednesday on Wretched Radio.
No retreat. That's the name of Fortis Institute's Spring Match campaign, and here's why. The culture we live in right now has made it pretty clear it has very little interest in the true gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're being told to keep our faith quiet in public or to soften what we believe so it goes down easier. Fortis Institute has no intention of doing either one. We exist to advance the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, and this spring, we're doing it as loudly and as boldly as we know how. Your gift will help launch 2 new podcasts. It puts Todd Frill's new book, Go Serve Your King, into print through HarperCollins, and it puts the gospel back onto college campuses where it's least welcome and most needed. Our goal is $250,000, and we're asking if you would prayerfully consider helping us get there. You can find out more right now at fortisinstitute.org/donate. Hey, thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. You know, a lot of ministries talk to individuals, and that's fine. But somewhere along the way, the local church gets forgotten. And we believe that to be a big problem, because the local church is the institution that Jesus promised to build. It's not an afterthought. It's the plan. And that's why we exist at Fortis Institute. We exist to strengthen local churches, not replace them. Everything we create, our podcasts, our videos, all of our resources and teaching, it's all designed to be useful to pastors and small group leaders and church members who want to grow. We're not trying to be your church. As a matter of fact, we're always pointing to your local church. And if that mission is something that resonates with you, would you consider joining us as an ongoing monthly gospel partner? Your support helps us create content that equips the saints and strengthens the body of Christ. And we know you have questions about what that would look like in your life, and we've got answers at fortisinstitute.org. Help us be a part of something that serves the local church. Wretched. Amazing grace. Amazing gospel. Remember when the craziest cultural ideas stayed in dystopian novels? Yeah, those days are over. We're living in the brave new world now, and it showed up faster than anyone expected it to. Social media didn't just change how we communicate, it changed how everyone thinks. And if you're not ready as a Christian to defend what you believe about gender and sexuality and race and entertainment and a dozen other hot button issues, you're going to get steamrolled. Wretched Worldview 2 picks up where the first one left off. Todd Frill and Dr. Nathan Buznitz tackled 22 more issues through a biblical lens: critical race theory, modesty, persecution, environmentalism, secular entertainment, and more. The stuff you're actually seeing in the headlines and hearing at your dinner table. Because the Christian worldview is under assault, and I don't know, isn't going to cut it anymore. Wretched Worldview 2 is available in streaming right now for free on Fortis Plus. You can download the app on your smartphone, on your smart TV, or simply visit fortisplus.org.
Know your church fathers. Jerome was a 4th century Christian theologian and one of the original 4 doctors of the church. His most important work was the Latin Vulgate, a translation of the scriptures from Hebrew and Greek into Latin, the vernacular of his day. the Vulgate remained the preeminent translation of the Bible for a millennium. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Jesus, where's your shirt? This right here. This is God, right there in human form, died for you because you deserve God's wrath. Jesus took the wrath for you so that you can go to heaven. But you've got to repent, which means say you're sorry, turn from your sins, put your trust in Jesus, and then you'll go to heaven based on what He did and not what you did. Because what you've earned for yourself is hell. He earned heaven for
you.
Everybody
else did too.
Everybody else. But you've got to repent and put your trust in Him. And so all the talk about being good or being a leader, whatever, it's all irrelevant. You've got to humble yourself like a little child and say you're sorry and put your trust in Him as if your life depended on it, because it does. And then you'll go to heaven based on what He's done. It's the good news of the gospel. Right now, you're condemned sinners. The good news is He's your Savior and He wants to rescue you, but you've got to come clean, say you're sorry, and put your trust in Jesus. And then you'll go to heaven based on what He did, not on what you did. That's the good news of the gospel. Repentance and faith. Here's the question. Have you repented and put your trust in Jesus?
No.
Completely.
No.
All right. Have you?
Yeah.
You're sure? Why didn't you tell me that before?
Because he did.
I did.
All right. You've got to become like a little child. You've got to be born again, which means you die to yourself and He'll make you alive. Have you repented and put your trust in Jesus?
I just did right now.
All right. I hope you'll think about it. Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You have a good day. The kids these days. There's a fellow walking by me. Let's see if we can chat with him. Excuse me, young man. While you're walking, could I talk to you on the radio? You up for that today?
I don't know.
I'll walk with you. I won't even keep you late for make you late for anything.
All right, what do you need?
Cool. What are you studying here?
Mechanical engineering.
And so when you grow up, you want to be a...
automotive engineer.
Design cars.
Right.
Very cool. Dude, I want to ask you, that's what you want to do for a living. I want to ask you about your spiritual beliefs. What religion, spirituality, if anything, are you?
I don't classify under anything specifically. I believe myself to be spiritual, but not necessarily specific to a religion.
Okay, what does it mean to be spiritual?
Basically, you have an understanding that there's something else going on other than just you in the
world. And this. What do you think it is?
I can't really put it into words. It's just something that... it's just how I organize my beliefs.
Okay, what are your beliefs? You're slowing down on me. Now you flat out stopped. Okay, so what do you believe? Do you believe that there's a God?
I do.
Who do you think it is?
Well, I believe you can put it in any description you want, any word you want. What's there is there, and you can describe it as God. You can describe it as whatever. I was raised within a Christian family. I believe most of that. A lot of what makes a religion organized, I don't believe in, or don't believe that there's that is a necessity of the religion. But that's
okay. I'm gonna try out your thinking. We're looking at a big dumpster, right?
All right.
A big BFI dumpster. Now let's say that I called it turkey jerky. All right.
Okay.
I assigned a different word to it.
Sure.
All right. But the question still remains: well, what is that thing? It's a thing that holds garbage. So I maybe use different words to describe it.
Sure.
But that is either a dumpster or it's not a dumpster, to use nomenclature.
Okay.
So doesn't that also apply to beliefs?
Sure. Absolutely.
So what matters really is what's true, not what I assign or ascribe to it.
Okay.
Is that fair?
I agree.
So what do you think truth is?
I don't think you can describe that in a sentence.
Okay, so who do you... you don't think that God is the God of the Bible. Am I getting that correct?
No, I agree with that. But I also... trying to put it into words.
So do you believe that Jesus is God?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay. So He's God then, right? Or either is or He isn't, correct?
Most of my beliefs stem from Christianity because that's how I was raised. What I add on to that is I don't necessarily believe that being at church every Sunday makes you any better of a Christian or makes you any better of a person.
I'm guessing you're a postmodern. Would that be fair?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
A postmodern would be somebody, how old are you?
I'm 20.
Okay, about your age, who would believe that especially when it comes to religion, but really everything, to be consistent, all truth is valid truth. Nobody's right, nobody's wrong. You can be a Christian. I can be a Buddhist. You can think that's a dumpster. I can think it's turkey jerky. Neither one of us is wrong. We're all right. It just works for you, and so therefore it's right for you. But my path is right for me, even though they're completely different.
I can agree with that.
Yeah, so you're a postmodern is what you are.
Sure.
Okay. Let me try to challenge you on that.
Okay. Right?
I'm going to go back to the dumpster, all right? Now, if I think that dumpster, you know those little bunny rabbits that you get at Easter time that
yeah.
are soft and squishy and they got the sugar on the outside and they're better when they're stale? You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
If I believe that that is one of those stale Easter bunnies, well, I'd be flat out wrong, wouldn't I?
Okay, yeah.
Right? Now, as a Buddhist, I believe in Buddha and you believe in Jesus. If Jesus is the true God, then I'd be wrong about Buddha, wouldn't I?
Sometimes, and I don't understand all the religions, but a lot of times what is thought to be as the divine power is split up into multiple gods or said to be one god or a thing. And I believe that divine power is there, and no matter how you define it, I believe you're talking about the same thing.
That, I understand that reasoning, but let's see if we're talking about the same thing.
Okay.
Jesus, as best I understand it, says he is the way, the truth, the life. Nobody comes to the Father but through him. And any other god is an idol. And that's pretty straightforward.
Right.
Buddha would teach that if you try to get rid of all of your desires, all of your longings, and if you die, perhaps, if you've been good, you will be reincarnated into something higher and ultimately become a part of the great big nothingness. Jesus says you get judged when you die and you either go to heaven or hell. Buddha wouldn't believe that Jesus died on a cross 2,000 years ago for your sins. Now, those are so completely, radically different. I can't put those together and say it's just a different perspective because they're so completely contradictory.
Right, and my answer to that would be really what happened 2,000 years ago and what's going to happen after my death. There's no way to say 100%. But I would look at it as you will be in a certain state of mind, and that's what I see that as a representation of. And I believe all religions either believe you'll be in a positive state or a negative state.
All right, I'm gonna try to use your religion to go after that 100% idea and positive state, negative state concept.
Okay.
Fair enough?
Sure.
Okay, so I'm gonna use your background. All right. If you died and you were judged, let's see if we can figure out 100%, 80%, 50% what might happen to you. If God judges you for your thought life, for instance, not the stuff you do, but just your thought life, anger, lusting, fantasies, those, would you be innocent or guilty? Would he find you guilty of being an angry person and a lusting person?
I would hope not. I feel like I usually have positive intentions.
Okay. But even walking around today, if you've seen women that you found attractive, did your brain ever start working in a way that was lustful?
I can't say I'm perfect.
Okay. So he would know that your thought life isn't perfect.
Correct.
So you'd be guilty of being a luster.
Yes.
Okay. And Jesus said that that's like adultery of the heart. Not being married and being unfaithful,
right.
But if you just look at a woman with lust, you've committed adultery in your heart. And the same thing is true about anger. If you've ever flipped somebody off, you've been really torqued at somebody, God sees the intentions of the heart. It's not as bad as the physical act, but he sees you as a murderer at heart. Okay, now that was just the thought life. Let's talk about deeds for a minute, okay? Have you ever told lies?
Of course.
Okay, so you're guilty on that count. Ever stolen anything?
It's been a while, but I'm sure I have.
Okay, time doesn't make things go away, so
right.
You've stolen. So that would make you a...
It'd make me a sinner.
Specifically a thief.
Yes.
Who steals things,
okay.
Right? All right. Did you ever dishonor your parents as a child?
I'm sure.
Yeah, like the rest of us. Coveted things that didn't belong to you, all right? And maybe I'll leave your sexual life out of it, but if you've ever been a fornicator or you've ever slept around, God sees that act, and because I presume you're not married,
right.
You'd be guilty of those crimes too. All right, so there you are. The books are open. Pretty simple. Sorry. Would you be innocent or guilty, dude?
If there's no tolerance, I would be guilty, absolutely.
Well, tolerance is a bit of a loaded word. The standard is justice. What's right, what's wrong. So you'd be guilty. I think pretty reasonably we can conclude 100% where you're going.
Okay.
right?
If that's the fate of all people, then I would be there as well.
Yeah, and that's a terrible thought. I hate that thought. Now, here's the problem with Buddhism. It doesn't solve your problem. Islam doesn't solve your problem. Mormonism doesn't solve your problem. Catholicism doesn't solve your problem. Who solved your problem so that you don't have to go to hell? According to you, the beliefs that you grew up in.
Jesus.
Died on a cross for you.
Right.
Right. For the forgiveness of sins. The punishment you deserve was placed on him so that you could be set free, because Jesus has fulfilled the standard of the law and taken the wrath of the Father on your behalf. That's the good news of the gospel, right?
Right.
Now, that's either true or false. And if it's true, unless you've repented and put your trust in him and him alone and said all the other gods and systems are idols, you'd be judged and go to hell. That's the best news you could possibly have.
Absolutely.
Fair enough? Something to think
Fair
about
enough.
Today? All right. Hey,
thank
you're a gentleman. Thanks very much.
Have
See you, dude. Goodbye. And until next time, go serve your king.